This is JIS News. Coming up, Jamper moving to establish trade commissioner in Cuba, 23 arrested for illegal gambling, and new advancements made in the treatment of sickle cell disease. The news in detail after this message.
JCDC is now accepting entries for the 2016 competitions in World Reggae Dance Championship, Jamaica Creative Writing, Jamaica Culinary Arts, The Big Stage, and Miss Jamaica Festival Queen. Over $1 million in cash and prizes to be won. Submit your entries now. Visit jcdc.gov.jm or any JCDC office island-wide for entry forms and other details.
Now the news. Jamaica Promotions Corporation JAMPRO is moving to install a trade commissioner in Cuba as part of efforts to make it easier to introduce Jamaican goods and services into that country. Vice President for Trade and Business Development Robert Scott says reports from trade missions and visits to Cuba indicate a strong market for Jamaican products. However, advancing the process of getting Jamaican products into the country will require a sustained presence in the market to help exporters navigate Cuba's various trade regulations.
We are pretty close to the point of having a hire and opening an office in Cuba, which will ensure that we have a sustained presence on the ground, feet on the street, to drive those opportunities that we have identified.
Mr. Scott was speaking at a recent JIS think tank session. The Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission, BGLC, is reporting that there have been 23 arrests for illegal gambling and other related crimes since October 2014. There have also been 7 convictions during that period. Chairman of the BGLC, Gary Peart, says the arrests were made following the signing of a Memorandum of Understanding, MOU, with the Jamaica Constabulary Force's Organized Crime Investigation Division, OCID. He says the partnership has allowed significant improvements in investigations and the gathering of intelligence.
The collaboration has allowed us to be more thoughtful and incisive in our intelligence work. And so since then, so far, we've seen an increase in the amount of convictions, and the quality of the type of people we're catching now has increased significantly from what it was historically.
Under the MOU, OCID provides the BGLC with additional personnel as well as investigative, technical, and specialist support to help in the prosecution of crimes detected under the Betting, Gaming, and Lotteries Act. Mr. Peart adds that the BGLC has also been able to provide the police with additional equipment to further boost its capacity to carry out raids and investigations. Meanwhile, the Betting, Gaming and Lotteries Commission, BGLC, within the next 3 months, will launch a hotline dedicated to the gathering and reporting of information about illegal gaming. Chairman of the BGLC, Gary Peart, says the telephone line will allow for further confidentiality in the reporting of illegal activities.
We are currently about to launch a hotline so people can call in to tell us where they see illegal gaming. And so what this collaboration does is that once that information comes in, we can pull together operations much quicker to try and get out there.
An estimated $10 billion in revenue is lost annually due to an increase in illegal gambling activities with probable links to the illegal weapons trade and money laundering. And the Ministry of Health has updated its clinical care guidelines for treatment of patients with sickle cell disease. This follows new research, some of which were presented at the 4th International Conference on Sickle Cell Disease recently held in Kingston. Head of the sickle cell unit at the University of the West Indies, Mona, Professor Jennifer Knight Madden, says at the conference, healthcare providers were exposed to gene therapy, which is considered a cure for the disease.
What we do in gene therapy is that we take the bone marrow from the patient themselves. So we have colleague researchers who have actually taken bone marrow from persons who have sickle cell disease, adjusted it in the lab so that it makes fetal hemoglobin and give it back to the person that it came from. And then if it works, they now make fetal hemoglobin and their sickle cell is no longer a problem. So this is in fact a cure. It's still at the research stage, but very exciting.
Professor Madden says collaboration with regional and international partners will continue as the unit seeks to improve the lives of patients suffering from sickle cell disease. That was JIS News. I'm Anjui James-Sawyer.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.